food, but it's highly beneficial. Why? Because God said it. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he have to repent. If he said it, he'll do it. And if he spoke it, he'll make it good. See, we're walking around here thinking God it can't do nothing. But it's us that can't do anything. You have to live by the word. Walk by the word. Talk the word. Preach the word. Teach the word. Confess the word. It all comes from the word. All the power is in the word. You know? And it says, God inhabit the praises of his people. How many know that when you start praising God, God can come down in those praises? And when he come down, he said, when the praises go up, what comes down? The blessing. So you don't believe that because you're not doing it. If you're not blessed, it's because you're not doing what he said to do to be blessed. Saints of God, God is not playing with his word. And I remember what John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. I'm not going to let Satan take that for me. God and his word is the same. It's one and the same. If you don't believe the word, then you don't believe God. But if you believe God and you believe his word, you're going to have the things that he say you can have. You know? He said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. How many know that obedience means God said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Obey me in everything that I say, and you'll have good success. Keep the word in your mouth, and you will have good success. God is telling us what we need to do. I'm telling you today, these are the things that will get us to where we need to go, and it'll get us there in a hurry. The Bible said the word of God is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, if it's quick and it's powerful, that means you're laboring all day. You don't need to be doing that. You're crying and suffering. You don't need to be doing that. See, joy is better than sorrow. You see, laughter is better than being mad and not doing anything but just sitting there. Laugh your problems away. Laugh your troubles away, saints of God. God has given us some very easy things to do. Love and kindness will draw people to you, and it'll draw people to God. Kind words, the Bible say, it's like honey in the honeycomb, and it does your bones good. How many running around with aching bones, and your bones is crippled? You're crippled. You got arthritis. You got osteoporosis. The bones is rotting away. Well, start speaking kind words. See, we don't seem to think our words have any power. But you speak in evil words, and evil is coming. When you speak kind words, the Bible says good stuff is coming. Your bones are going to start getting healthy again. Your bones will be strong like rods of iron, the Bible say. Do you want strong bones? Well, you start speaking good to people that stop speaking evil. Well, I don't think they should wear wigs. Some people need to wear them. They don't have hair. Well, I don't think they should wear this and that. And I don't think they should put on this. You don't know what they're covering up. So the best thing is for us not to be judgmental. And for us to say something good instead of bad about people. Because God has already showed us through the word that when we speak kind words, it's a blessing to our bones. Our bones are going to become strong and have fat marrow in them. They're not going to be brittle. We're taking all this doctor's medicine, and it's still not helping. And it'll help for a little while, but then the deterioration is going to continue. Might be slowed up a bit, but it's going to continue. But God said it'll totally take it away. And these are simple things that we can do. You know, God says he works in us, he works for us, and he works through us. How many are going to believe what God says? You know, we have a wealth of supernatural power, you know, and weapons. But we don't know how to use them, you know. We talk about how God expects us, and he planned for us, his church, to get up, stop laying around, you know, stop lying, You know, stop letting the devil run all over us. Live holy and acceptable unto God. And you know, blameless. And we need to bless the name of the Lord. To bless the name of the Lord at all times. And we should give thanks to God at all times. And saints of God, we know this is how we should live this life. You know, our job is to move upward in the spirit. That's the purpose of God. You know, we can't move unless we get up in the physical and mental works of God. We can't move in Him. We got the physical works we got to do. Laying on of hands, casting out demons and devils. You know, going in the highways and the byways and the hedges, preaching the word of God. This is physical work. The mental work is keep our mind saturated with the word of God. Don't let the word of God leave our mind. Just keep thinking about Him day and night, day and night. That's what Joshua said. Then you will have good success. Keep the word of God running 24/7 in your mind. You know, even when you're working, there are a few things you can say even when you're on your job. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Bless your name, Father. Glory to God. Lord, touch somebody today. You have time to say that. Even though you might be teaching a class with a bunch of wonderful kids, you still could say, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, God, help us today. Don't you know it'll help your class and it'll help you too. You know, we're in a fight, saints. And we're in a fight, and we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. We can't look. We can't look around. We can't watch around. We can't just move around like we want to and don't put the word of God there. The Bible says we have to fight the good fight of faith. And fight means we're in a battle. You know, we're in a combat zone. You know, we're engaged in battle. You know, we're to war against, to fight it out until a decision is reached and rendered. You know, we are to manage and maneuver through the lies and the deceit and the alluring a nature of the devil, his control. He hinders us. He captures us. He destroys us and he tries to kill us. We have to maneuver through this battle and we're going to have to fight by faith. This battle is not a natural battle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the enemy. And the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So, saints of God, let's get on the job and let's engage in battle. Let's go out and look for the devil and put him to run. We don't want him making us run. We want to make him run. So we're going to continue the next couple of weeks on these spiritual weapons and the spiritual authority that we have in Jesus Christ. And until then, God bless.
Family, you have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1 as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Would you turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 5? And I want to commence reading at verse 42, the last verse. Acts 5 and 42. And it simply says, "And daily, in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His Word. And for the message title, we simply want to speak from this theme: we got to tell it. Yes, we got to tell it. Amen. This is a powerful and prolific word. It is profound at every turn because what it literally shares and says to us as the New Testament church at its birth has been called by some the church at its best. One of the reasons it has been called that is because of the extreme faith and the extreme obedience to the leading of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the people of God, that they heeded everything that the Spirit of God told them to do as a body of believers. Acts is actually an account of the Holy Spirit's activities and how He moved and how He ministered and how He met men where they were and lifted them to the place that they should be. And as they gave way their will to God's will, they discovered that God was no respecter of persons. They saw phenomenal miracles happen in the New Testament church, in the church at its birth. It was the church who believed God for what He said. And our problem is, I think we become too educated and too intelligent, so much so that we now try to syllogistically deduce from cause to effect, that we try to reason with God how a thing will work or not work instead of simply believing Him because He said it. These were men who trusted God at every turn to do just what He said. They were not reading the New Testament. They were living the New Testament. They were truly trusting God at His best. Now we can read the New Testament, and it seems like we'd rather read it than live it. What we forget is that what God did then, He's even more ready to do now, because those things were given for our examples. And so these men didn't have the examples that we've got today by the Word of God. They simply moved as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. May I throw out parenthetically for our understanding? It doesn't matter how much sense you've got, bought sense, common sense, school sense, or any other sense, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, none of this word is going to work for you. Because the Holy Ghost is the activating agent left in the earth realm to make this word come alive. Now, I want you to know these men went through something. This is no new story. You've heard it before. But I pray that as you hear this word, that you will take as Acts 1 tells us that we have been given, we have been anointed to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's us individually as well as us corporately as the body of Christ. So whether you're an apostle, whether you're a preacher, teacher, evangelist, what have you, or whether you're what's called a pew member, you have a responsibility. I said a pew member, not a pew member. You'll catch that on your way home. If you're a member who's a lay person, not any auxiliary, any ministry, listen, this word is still for you because you are under warrant to tell the story also. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. What's the purpose for that? So you can spread the good news in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. So that's not just for the preachers. It's not just for the evangelists. Not just for the people who are in ministry work, but for everybody who's in the body of Christ. These men went through something to tell the story. And listen, the most that most of us will have to go through is a little shame. Because we really don't want folk, because of the way we live, to know we really are witnesses. Matter of fact, the way most of us live, that would not be enough criminate evidence to prove that we were Christians. It's an indictment for some of us to say that we're Christians because we don't have enough Christ-likeness in us for people to really say we're Christians. And so this word is for the believer to understand that you're going to have to go through something sometime to tell the story. Listen, let me just read a little bit so you'll just kind of get this word and understand it. If we would back up and see certain things, verse 12 in the fifth chapter still. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they were brought forth the sick unto the streets, and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Man, you know, it was exciting to meet up with the believers in that day. I mean, you think about it now. They were so excited, moving by faith. The people who heard the word believed that the healing of the word of God was still meant for them. They would just want to get, listen, they didn't have to have Peter to touch them, lay hands on them, put no oil on them, pray for them. They just wanted to be where his shadow. Listen, because the word was so strong and so fresh, because the believers were not doubting God, because they wanted to receive what God said, that was an activation in their spirit by the Holy Ghost to believe God. When they believed God, they acted by faith. Folks started bringing folk from other cities to come. And listen at this. There were people who were not just sick folks, but those who had unclean spirits, demonic possessions. Now, listen to this. This is what I love, because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Now, listen to this. If this is the case, then the power that was prevalent yesterday is prevalent today and will be prevalent tomorrow. But now notice here, I want you to read this last part. Look at what the Bible says. It says, and they were healed, some of them. What does your Bible read? And they were healed, most of them. And they were healed, listen to this, every one. Now, would you imagine what kind of traffic jams we'd have on Sunday mornings if people knew they could come to Greater King David where the believers believed the word of God and that they could get what they needed from the Lord because God was faithful? Could you imagine us trying to get to church for lines of people waiting outside, camping out for us to get here on Sunday mornings? Huh? No, you can't imagine. That's why you're looking at me like you're looking at me. But listen at this. Because they believed God without doubt, without reservation, God showed up through his own divine word and his power and worked the works as only God could do, especially manifested in the lives of believers. And so as they started bringing folk from every part of town and from other towns, listen at this, The Bible says, and everyone was healed. Leprosy is like unto AIDS today. Jesus healed leprosy then, equivalent to AIDS today. Don't you think he can heal AIDS today? There are testimonies on record. He's already done that. Ain't no new thing, no big thing. Whatever is man's greatest ailment, he's already done it in the Word of God as proof. Listen at this. It may be called some different names, but he said every sickness. If it qualifies as a sickness and in the 10th chapter as a disease, Jesus healed it. I want somebody to get this in your spirit and understand that Jesus ain't scared of your sickness and your disease. Your disease and sickness is scared of Jesus. All it takes is a little bit of faith to activate what God has said in his word and believe it in your life, and everyone was healed. Look, I want you to see this. Wait, this is going to blow you away. I want you to see, look, again, and they were healed, every one. Now, what comes after one? Do you know there is not a comma after every one? It's period. That means whatever you got, Jesus got it. He can handle it. He can take care of it. Ain't no biggie for him. Everyone, period. Y'all going to make me shout by myself, but that's all right. That's all right. Listen, let me go a little further. Now look at the apostles now, because they did this great work. Verse 17 says, then the high priest rose up. Now, did they rise up to join the army, the gang, the brothers in the healing? No, the Bible said they rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Not the Holy Spirit. The church folk got mad because healing was going on. And they were filled with indignation. Now, what's all this mess, all this laying on a hand, all this putting oil on people, all this old foolishness here up in the church? They were filled with indignation. Listen at the word, because I want you to see this. And laid their hands on the apostles, and they weren't holy hands. Look, it's right in the text. And put them in the common prison. Now listen, for healing, casting out demons, the church folk put the apostles in prison. Listen at this now. Listen. Verse 18 says, again, verse 19, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Verse 21, and when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning. See, when you got to tell it, you don't wait till the noonday. Listen, you can't sleep at night. He wakes you up. He moves you. Anybody know the Lord like to have intimate conversations with me at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning? Before we get up, before we have breakfast, before we get our day started, he just like to pull me aside. And I'm like, what, Lord, what? And sometimes he takes a long time. And if I act like I'm going to sleep on me, he nudges me again. Look, wake up. Does he talk to anybody else like that? Listen. They went early in the morning. I want you to see this. And taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Listen now. Now, when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Verse 25, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. My God, listen to what this is saying. When you start sharing life-changing knowledge, when you start imparting revelation that changes people's lives, listen at this, the people who've been helped, the people who've been changed, the people who's been filled, the people who's been sealed, ain't gonna let nobody put their hands on the one who's blessing them without them doing something about it. Now listen to this. I was listening one day, and Farrakhan was asked, you know, was he not afraid of, you know, those who don't believe in him or his cause touching him? Farrakhan made a statement that rocked my world. Farrakhan said, I've got men who follow me who will kill concrete for me. He said he's got men who will kill concrete for, I mean, not even living things. You know what they'll do to the living if they'll kill concrete for him. And I said, my God, my God, I need to get some of Farrakhan men around me. Don't you know the enemy want to take out people that's saying something, that's doing something, that's bringing forth the word of God? You got to be kept. Can't know anybody get close to the anointing and just put their, y'all not hearing me here. There are evil spirits, demonic spirits, who would like to taint the anointing and the Spirit of God on men and women of God. That's why God has cautioned me in preparing to minister the word. Be careful who I touch, what I touch, as I prepare to present this word to God. That's why you can't have no confidence. Can I get 5 minutes before you preach? No, you can't. If you sit down and listen, God may have already put it in your mail what you got need of. You can't vex my spirit trying to get to me with all this stuff that just don't matter. And I've got words of this life to impart to people who need a word from the Lord, who need a word that'll make a difference, who need a word that'll set them free, who need a word that'll heal their body, who need a word that will make them more than conquerors. Listen, I got news for you. There's life in this word. And there ought to be people around you that don't want to let nobody get close that would cause anything to make this word not go forward. Don't get mad with the people God's got surrounding and protecting the word. If people in the world can have an entourage to protect them from singing the stuff that's made of trash, don't sit there and act like you don't know. You can't find them out on the streets by them. They got entourages. They're going somewhere. Folk can't just get up there and touch them, grab them, because they've got protection. I thank God for the protection of the Holy Ghost, who is truly my protector, especially where man falls short. Listen at this word. I ain't through yet. Come on, sit down. I want you to see this. Verse 27 says, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us? Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give, listen, repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of the